Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dinesh Kundanchata is here, too. Dinesh is a new friend. He's the founder. He's a founder, mentor, speaker, and entrepreneur of many companies. He's bought, sold, built, led, or invented something under somewhere around a baker's dozen of companies. He's learned a few things in that process, and he's here to talk to us about what he learned so you and I can learn from him. Dinesh K., welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Dinesh, I've said many times before, and I've said it recently, that if I could help every startup have a full and complete understanding of what cash really is and how it's different from accounting, how cash and profit are two different things, one's fish and one's fowl, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I could help every startup have a complete understanding of that, we could cut business failures in half. What do you think?
100% agree. When I started out, I started on the technical side, and I went to my accountant, and my accountant said to me, "Wow, you're doing really, really well. You're making a profit." And I was like, "That's awesome. How come I'm eating macaroni and cheese? I don't got any money."
Right.
And it took me a little bit to understand. Profit does not translate into something that you can spend.
You can't spend profit, right? Because profit is an accounting term, and all those numbers in your profit, part of it is tied up in the inventory and equipment and accounts receivable, and somebody else has that money, don't they?
Yeah, I had an early mentor who said the secret to success in business is the level of indebtedness. So who's in debt to who? And I think one of the things that entrepreneurs fail to understand, and it's just a matter of experience, is recognizing that you can have a phenomenal year, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to give your employees a bonus or make payroll.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, and I have seen many people tell me today or 6 months ago tell me that they'd never had more business, they never had a better year that they were having, they couldn't imagine things being more perfect than they were, and 6 months later they'd be out of business because they ran out of cash. They had all kinds of business, but they ran out of cash.
That's right.
And you know what, Dinesh? And they didn't know what hit them.
Yep. I've got technology, particularly. You hear about these companies that grow themselves basically into bankruptcy.
You can grow yourself out of business. Grow yourself to failure. That sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it?
It does, but when it slaps you in the face,
yeah. So how do you solve this? How did you solve this problem, Dinesh?
Well, cash is king, right? And you just got to keep that front and center in your head. And, one of the things that I try to do is milestones and upfront payments. And if you can build yourself a discipline of cash consciousness, that means starting out with every single sale, collect cash. That should be just running back, running through your head, everything you do, collect cash. And keep cash. Collect cash and keep cash. So when you're talking to your suppliers, everybody will say, "Well, we'll give you net 30. Well, tell them, no, I need net 60. Right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? What I've found is that if you tell people in advance and you explain to them, they'll be flexible with you. You'll get net 45 or you'll get net 60
right.
on a 30-day deliverable. And for your clients, don't do net 30. You do on receipt. Invoice early. Force a down payment upon signing the contract.
Down payments are something a lot of people miss opportunities for that.
Well, it's just not intuitive, right? Because people go, well, you know what? I haven't got the goods yet, so, you know, why would I pay? And the point and the rationale that I've used with customers is there's an opportunity cost for me to do business with you. And, you know, I want your business. Absolutely. You can be a great customer, but this is a partnership. And by me allocating inventory to you, I can't allocate it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm 100% comfortable giving you a full refund if there's anything wrong with my goods. But I expect you to be in partnership with me and give me 10% or 15% up front so that I can manage my cash flow to give you the best possible experience.
What do you tell startups when they don't have enough cash, partially because they don't have enough business yet, and the first thing they want to think about doing is bringing in an investor? What do you tell them when they say that?
So I'm an investor, so I'm very kind of on both sides of this issue. Investors, for the most part, are deals with the devil. I resemble that remark. You know, investors are not really there to grow your business. Investors are there to generate a return
off of your back.
And the mechanism of that return is through you, right? The business doesn't have to grow to get their return. They could sell it. They could sell it off in parts. They could license it to somebody else. They could force you to work 80 hours a week and make it. From an investor's perspective, a return's a return's a return. And so what you really want to make sure of is the investors you're bringing on board, you absolutely need them. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't look close first, right? And so, don't go out for an investor. Raising money is a full-time job. It takes – I personally have, probably raised nearly $40 million in all the different companies that I've been part of. And, it takes a year. I've never done a round that took less than a year. Mm-hmm. And if you're spending a year trying to raise money, you're not spending a year focused on your business.
You could have been spending a year raising the most beautiful capital in the world from customers.
Well, that's it, right?
See, that's what I see a lot of people making mistakes about, Dinesh, as you say, they go out after investors when what they should be doing is knocking on doors, making sales. Because there is no better capital than a customer's than a customer ringing your cash register, is there?
You got it, man. And I call that people don't think you customers will fund you. They will. Customer funded R&D is one of the great magic.
That's right.
Magic pills.
I have done it myself, my friends. Hey, Dinesh, I need a website, please.
My website is www.dineshk.co.
All right, so check that out, folks. .co. Quick break. Right back with Dinesh Kanatiata after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.